producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Lady America tonight. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about and get to during this show, including Super Bowl Nail the Score, second hour, last segment. I'm going to throw out the digits right now. Panthers or Broncos, what's the score? Who wins? If you nail the score, you win a computer. From me, from America tonight, from my pals at EMG, it's so awesome, and I really want someone to win this. So keep these numbers close by, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also coming up, still some more comments from Donald Trump, who admitted today that Iowans might have been a little bit disappointed with him, and that's perhaps why he didn't get the numbers he thought that he would get. So, wow, I thought that was pretty big for Donald Trump to say that skipping the debate cost him and that it disappointed the people in Iowa. Hey, 60,000 more people turned out for the Republicans in the caucuses, which is pretty huge, I'd have to say. And, you know, then there were a couple of other things in the melee, the chaos, that is opportunity for some and disaster for others. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, apologized to Ben Carson. So, you know, because there's all kinds of shenanigans going on behind the scenes. And what Ted Cruz said in a statement on Tuesday is that his campaign staff saw a CNN report that Carson was dropping out, although CNN said they had not characterized Carson's actions that way. So, regardless, here's the deal. There was a post, and the post said, last night when our political team saw the CNN post saying that Dr. Carson was not carrying on to New Hampshire and South Carolina, our campaign updated grassroots leaders just as we would with any breaking news story. Carson said Tuesday he accepted the apology, but questioned whether there was a deeper cultural issue with Cruz's campaign. He said, as a Christian, I accept the apology, but it doesn't correct the problem. It's a cultural issue when people in your campaign feel it's okay to distort issues to their political advantage. So Carson unhappy. Of course he was unhappy because it was being tweeted out that he was dropping out of the race, and the Cruz people were telling caucusers to go for Cruz, because Carson wasn't going to be there. So that was an interesting turn of events. There were a couple of different blows, I think, to different campaigns. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, in the end, got the win in Iowa, but it was an incredibly razor-thin win. Very, very narrow, that window. An anxious, incredibly long night for the Democratic Party. Just before 1 p.m. on Tuesday, she said she was thrilled. She said, my luck was not that good last time around, and it was wonderful to win the caucus, to have that experience. But I think the thing that's interesting is just how close the caucus was between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That's a handful of votes you're talking about. Because you got to figure, Sanders has a strong lead in New Hampshire. That's the next state to vote on February 9th. Okay, in the meantime, we've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News. Justin, thanks for popping on. We appreciate it. So reaction to the caucuses last night, I'm sure, in Washington, there's a lot of conversation about it. I think the interesting thing is, how about Trump losing?
Yeah, exactly. That is very interesting. A lot of people here had written off a Trump victory as all but inevitable, but of course that was not the case. And, you know, I think this is pretty interesting, largely because this kind of shows that Iowa hasn't changed as much as apparently a lot of people must have thought that it had been. You know, this is the state that had initially elected Rick Santorum in 2012, the state that had boosted up Mike Huckabee back in 2008, a state that typically in modern history is the one that goes for the candidate that really focuses on, you know, family values and focuses on reaching out to evangelicals. And in this instance, that certainly was Ted Cruz who really made this a central part of his campaign there in the final days, making a very court sort of a deep, almost emergency appeal to Trump. And that is what I think really put him over. And I think that's probably, you know, something that a lot of people probably should have paid more attention to as we got down to the wire.
You probably heard me mention this, Hillary Clinton, and you know this, it was a handful of votes really that pushed her over from the caucus goers. Do you think the Clinton campaign is worried about Bernie Sanders?
You know, I think it probably must be. You know, I think largely Hillary Clinton is somebody who's been more or less running for president since 2006, and the fact that she is really facing as big of a challenge as she is from Bernie Sanders, somebody who, you know, frankly is viewed as unelectable by a good portion of the Democratic Party, probably really has to raise some concern. You know, and I think it kind of frankly expresses the fact that had Democrats had a progressive alternative, one that was a little bit stronger than Bernie Sanders in terms of a candidate, somebody who could sort of ease the concerns that some Democrats have over Bernie Sanders' candidacy, such as Elizabeth Warren or whatnot, then we'd probably be having a very different campaign than the one we're seeing right now, you know, taking place. So I think, you know, going forward, they've obviously written off New Hampshire and the Clinton campaign, and it looks like it's going to come down to South Carolina as sort of the tiebreaker in this instance. And the campaign is certainly aware of that. You know, Bill Clinton's down there today in South Carolina, or, you know, tomorrow, rather. And we're just going to have that be sort of the central focus of the, you know, Democrats' final days.
Jeb Bush, does he dump out or does he stick it all the way through?
You know, apparently he has enough money to, you know, kind of stick it out. But his, you know, chances of doing well continue to seem to be pretty hard. You know, he certainly had his sights set in New Hampshire. It doesn't look like he's going to be the, you know, second or third choice over there, you know, since there are other candidates from, you know, Iowa who are going to be entering New Hampshire with sort of the wind behind their back, since they did relatively better than people expected and are therefore probably going to outperform him in New Hampshire. You know, basically he is going to be trying to, you know, stay on the off chance that there's a sort of, you know, Super Tuesday strategy that he could do better in some of the less, you know, popular states. But it seems kind of like a fool's errand at this point. You know, Marco Rubio is slowly sort of establishing himself as the establishment alternative, something that he's been kind of playing for quite some time now, you know, in terms of a lot of press speculation. And the fact that he is getting the attention of that instead of Jeb Bush, somebody who is, you know, sort of the establishment candidate from day one, probably means that he does not necessarily have a path forward, you know, in any sort of circumstance, no matter how rosy.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us on the air.
Hey, my pleasure. You have a good one.
You too. So you heard Justin, you know, as we kind of tossed it back and forth, a little bit about Jeb Bush going all the way. Doesn't matter whether he gets the numbers or not. Some more sounds from the caucus and the aftermath next on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We said we would do the debate. They came back with conditions. We met the conditions. Then they said they want different conditions. And we've tried to be very accommodating. But, you know, we have agreed with everything that they have asked us to do. And I sure hope we're in Bernie Sanders' backyard here in New Hampshire. I sure hope he intends to show up in his neighboring state and let the people of New Hampshire see us both on the debate stage.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored. And I want to congratulate Ted, and I want to congratulate all of the incredible candidates.
Come away. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, before that, obviously very distinct voices. I'm sure you're aware of who that was. So, you know, here's the question. Hillary Clinton now, moving on, thinking about New Hampshire, and we know the big edge that Bernie Sanders certainly has there. Very doubtful that she would even have a chance to win that state. And then Donald Trump talking about, you know, Cruz basically coming in second and just trying to get away from Iowa, not leaving any scorched earth because, you know, he did come in second. It was narrow, but he still did come in second, and he realizes the fact that yes, he will need Iowa, and it will come back around again. He doesn't want it to haunt him, and perhaps skipping that debate was much more costly. And I said this in the previous show here on America Tonight. Listen, Megyn Kelly, oof, she's getting her 15 minutes plus because she already is the darling of Fox, so that's not a new story. But she also now, because of what's happened with Trump, you know, looks like she's being bullied all over the place by Trump. It's only helping Megyn Kelly. And the fact that he didn't go and then lost, yeah, Fox, they have to be grinning from ear to ear, in a sense. So narrow victory for the Democrats. We're down to, boy, this is a chessboard, and there's a couple of moves left. Then you have people like Jeb Bush, as Justin Duckham just told us, who is got the loot and is going to stay. In fact, in the category of dollars and no cents, Bush spent $5,200 per vote in Iowa. Do you know Trump, if you were to reverse that, only spent $300? He got 5,200 votes. That's all he got in the caucuses. Donald Trump, over 45,000 votes. Wow, that is a canyon between them. A canyon. Ted Cruz, who wins, gets 51,700 votes, if you just kind of round that out. And Marco Rubio, they say, paid 600 for each of his 43,100 votes. Because, you know, you just break it down into the cost of that with what they spent. Tell you, the biggest loser in this whole caucus, Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, hanging in, spent over $9,000 for every one of the 12 he got in Iowa. Oh, 12 votes. 12 votes is miserable. Mike Huckabee suspended his campaign. Smart. He got 3,300 votes. Ben Carson, just over 17,000 votes. I don't know. When do you say when? I give, put up the white flag. This is ridiculous. Why am I spending this money? I mean, at some point, don't you just call it? Anybody listening ever run for anything in their life? What's it like to get completely trounced? Ugh, if it's at least respectable, I think you can kind of save face. But when you're just totally thrashed, oh, that's got to be the worst feeling. Scary thing going on with the Zika virus, segging on this bumpy ride from politics to mosquitoes. They confirm that the Zika case in Texas is the first in the U.S., but they're saying that the person who was infected, it was through sex. And of course, it's in Dallas. As you know, our satellite facility is here in Dallas. They say that the unidentified patient, patient zero, at least Dallas-wise, had sexual contact with an infected person who returned from Venezuela and had gotten ill with Zika. So they now know that it can be transmitted that way. This way they can educate people about it. And, you know, this virus is nothing to trifle with. All kinds of birth defects in Latin America. And it's primarily spread through mosquito bites. There's even a report that a Colorado researcher got the virus in Africa and then spread it to his wife back home. And so now we know there's other ways that it's spread. But boy, what an awful villain this virus is, and the mosquito, the epidemic in Latin America and the Caribbean, like wildfire. There are about 30 cases in the U.S. last year. And of course, what is that? Travelers bringing it into the country. But this is not an unknown disease. You have to go back to the late 40s in Uganda. The difference is there was no serious side effects that they were reporting then. Until last year, 80% of infected people never experienced symptoms. Usually fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes. Mild with symptoms lasting several days a week. Ooh, this is nasty business. It's a nightmare, is what it is. I mean, mosquitoes now, if you think about it, West Nile, Zika, mosquitoes carry so much. It's just that one mosquito bite that can get you. I remember when I was a kid, and probably some of you remember this. Do you remember when they had the mosquito trucks? I remember my mother would say, you have to get in the house because they have mosquito trucks tonight. And it was such a strong smell of that DEET. And they sprayed the neighborhood like they were pumping out tear gas. You couldn't see. I mean, you couldn't stand it. It was brutal. So, of course, everyone got off the street. They knew. And they pumped this stuff all over the place. And then it was like, oh, we can't have DEET. Now, in some cases, I think they wish they had DEET. Because of the mosquito epidemics and the problems with the water, with the standing water. So they hatch more eggs, and then it becomes even more disastrous. And there were definitely people, excuse me, who died from West Nile, as we know. And you know, that's one of the biggest fears, is getting West Nile. Now wrapping a little Zika into that, oof, not good. Not good. Also not good for those worrying about Chipotle. It seems like they are on every corner, all around my neighborhood. And every guy I know, and actually females too, would talk about, we're going to Chipotle, it's healthier, or today we're going to Chipotle, that's where we're going to lunch. And now Chipotle is saying that the California investigation has widened into a national investigation. And, of course, their shares are plummeting because of that. I mean, they went down. Sales went down about 36% in January. And they got a new subpoena at the end of January looking for information related to safety matters dating back 2 years ago. So there you go. Fresh food. All these people sickened, 2 E. coli outbreaks last year after eating at Chipotle's. The norovirus outbreaks also reported in Massachusetts and California. So how many people are going back? The answer is people are afraid to go back. That's why the stock is dipping so much. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said the outbreak seemed to be over. That's the good news. The bad news is they're still investigating and tracking this. Stay with us. Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy, next.
All alone and long for a life of sin. When I pass by.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's my favorite part of the week when we get to talk to my pal Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. Is the author of a book you have to have on your bookshelf. Tell me when you're going to die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. It's absolutely brilliant. Stephen, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good news, well, the groundhog. We're not going to have to worry. We're going to get, what, 6 more weeks of spring. It's going to come early, so that's better.
Well, it's already seems like spring here. I don't know what it's been like where you're at. Well, you're in Texas, right?
So yeah, it was 70 degrees the other day. I felt like I was in Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you, there's no snow on the ground here anywhere. Of course, last year around February is when we got hit very hard. So we've got our fingers crossed. But right now it's beautiful. We love it.
That's good news. And speaking of, you know, people feeling good, better weather, we know how that makes us, it does make us feel differently. I think it does. I do a thing when I speak, and you and I were talking off the air about, you know, 180s, turning your thinking around. And it's funny how, you know, even myself in some of my thinking, you just won't hear it. You just will not. You're stubborn. You just will not hear what somebody else has to tell you because you've always done it that way, and you can give a million reasons why it works. So I thought it'd be interesting to do that with annuities since we see the road and the profitability, but getting a lot of people to change their mind because it's so ingrained in them about Wall Street or other investments, and they're actually leaving what could be a really nice, comfortable future just sitting there on the table. I thought it'd be interesting to do the 180. So if I were coming to you and I said, Stephen, I have had my money in the market and it's a roller coaster ride, but I know it's going to come back even though I'm going to retire in 5 years, what would you tell me?
Well, I would say a couple things to you, Kate. You've hit the nail on the head. One of the things that I always say to people is if you want to change your circumstances, you have to change your thinking. That's where it starts. Of course, that's not original with me, but it is one of the universal truths. And it also fits with what we were discussing a few weeks ago when we were talking about the way people label things and then filter things. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, yes.
So what we do is we come up with labels. And, you know, annuity is a label. And unfortunately, it's a broad category of financial products that has numerous different flavors and variations to it, some of which are not appropriate in a lot of circumstances. But it's very easy to broad brush these things and say, okay, well, I heard something about an annuity that I don't like, or I saw something on the internet about annuities I don't like, or I saw one of those ads that says why I hate annuities and why you should too, and that creeps into my subconscious. And you know, the next time I hear the word annuity, I apply that label, that broad brush, to the entire subject, and I'm already closed off to it, and the deal is done. And unfortunately, when I've done that, I have shut out any opportunity I might have to use what's a really very, very good tool, and it's been around for over 2,000 years. The first annuities. Do you remember the movie Gladiator?
Yes.
And you remember how after he retired, before they went after him, that they were going to send him home and he was going to get a military pension for the rest of his life? Well, those were called annuities. And that's the root of the word annuity. And so annuities have been around since Roman times. It's nothing new. It's not a new, weird, esoteric type of exotic financial instruments. Your parents used them. They had pensions. Pensions are annuities. Every lottery in the country uses them. Every pension fund in the country uses them. Every time there's a structured settlement or a structured payout on anything, a lawsuit or anything else, they're always done with annuities because they work and they're safe and people can rely on them. But we have this thing over the last, I don't know, 40 years, started in 1980, where the 401k was created and Wall Street saw an opportunity and went for it. And, you know, I think it's been a great thing for us. But the problem is it's been a great thing for us while we were accumulating. And now we're in a completely different passage of our lifetime when we retire, because we're no longer accumulating. Now we're spending. And that process is a much, much different process in the accumulation process, and you need a tool that's designed for spending, not one that's designed for accumulation.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's so true. So it's tough to steer and turn that boat, but you've had successes with that. And I can only imagine for you, I mean, obviously, I love money, you love money. It's about making money, because money means freedom and you can do things for family, for friends, for the world. But there's also a sense of accomplishment, I think, when you help people. And in your profession, when you can turn around somebody's life, because I think that's what you do, when they're steering in the wrong direction and you can give them that sense of peace, that has to be gratifying, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendously gratifying. See, and again, Kate, I love our conversations because you have a way of just sort of getting right to the nub of things. If you think in terms of a whiteboard drawing, and over here on the left, I have this square called income. Now the income points to, and then I draw three arrows from it off to the right, and the top arrow, I'm going to stack three things up over on the right. So there's three arrows. The one on top goes up a little bit. The one across goes across, and then one points down. So the first one that it goes to is lifestyle. The second one it goes to is something called savings, and the third one is something called investments. That's where we are when we're working. We have a steady income called a job, and the job is designed, that income supports three main things. It supports lifestyle, savings, and investments. Now, it's important to understand that savings is a component of lifestyle, okay? Savings is, you know, my septic tank goes out, I need to get it repaired, or the roof blows off and I need to get it repaired. Or,
yeah.
That's savings. So that's supporting lifestyle. Now, what happens when you retire is that income, which we have always known as being inherently safe as long as we could keep our job, gets cut off, and now we have to go to this thing down at the bottom, which is called investment, which we know is inherently unsafe, and we have to use investment now to support lifestyle. And this is where people just get wrapped around the axle, because they know that that investment fund is inherently unsafe. And so when people go into retirement, suddenly lifestyle is under attack because you're relying on an unsafe model to support it. So all we try and do is we say to people, okay, take that investment, use a portion of it to replace that income stream that you lost. Now you're back to equilibrium. You've got the income stream again that you can count on. You've got your lifestyle and your savings are being supported. And now you can use your investment the way it's supposed to be used, which is to grow money. And you're back into equilibrium. And so this is kind of the model we show people. And when I draw it out on a whiteboard, it makes more sense. But that's how we convince people. And it's generally pretty effective.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the key. I think the key is exactly how you put it. You have a way of also pulling that all together and talking about, oh, when you get to that point where you think, I can just live on this, and then you realize that the amount of money that you really needed to multiply, it's not what you think. And we've talked about that before, because you have to account for things that happen in life when you're older.
Yeah, and when you're relying on the market for income, it takes so much more money. Think in terms of the 4% rule. So if you need $25,000 a year and all you can take is 4%, you're going to have
something else.
A lot of money, $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's just really. I guess it's less. It's not quite that. 4% might be $40,000. I don't remember. I'm terrible at math. But in any event, it takes a lot of money to get you where you need to be if you're in the market. That's why we like annuities, because you can do it on about a third the money and get the same payout.
Yeah, excellent. All right, tell us how we can get a copy of your book that I mentioned at the top. Tell me when you're going to die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. I know they can go to Amazon, but you also try to encourage people to go to your website.
Yeah, it's at freemoneyguys.com and or 844-4-FREEMO. And people who call us or contact us, we're happy to send a copy to them.
Ah, nice. That's a great offer right there. Have a conversation with Stephen. Stephen Kelly, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Always great.
Ted Anderson. Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
How can we praise and admire someone who knowingly and intentionally broke the law over and over again? Well, we can do it by looking back on the history and the context of the crimes committed. History can teach us so much, including when, as a civilized society, in the midst of our debates, our differences, and our representative democracy, we went the wrong direction. Samuel D. Burris died in December of 1863 during the Civil War at the age of only 50. His ancestors today refer to him as Uncle Sam D., but his birth facts would be what led him to a criminal conviction in the late 1840s. Burris was born a free black man in Willow Grove, Delaware, to African-American parents who were also free. Slavery was heading to its peak, just as Samuel would be entering adulthood. Join us again for Burris' Crimes. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, interesting stuff from Clinton. Always good. Tales of political history. As you know, I'm a big history fan, and I know many of you are also pretty much in the same boat as I am. You can't read enough, can you? And plus, we like to argue and go back and look at the Constitution, and boy, oh boy, and the Founding Fathers, and trust me, a lot of his stuff goes in that direction. Welcome back to America Tonight as we zig and zag in a few different directions if you want to throw in your two cents. Now it's about the aftermath and then heading to New Hampshire, 855-266-5283. Trump admitting, well, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a mistake to miss the debate. And then he said he's going to beat the S out of them. Yep. And he is roaring back as only the Donald can do, right? Because we've seen the show. I saw the show, The Apprentice, and we've seen Donald Trump in many different forms. He says, if we're attacked, we'll beat the S out of them. And, of course, that's the right answer to say, really, for most Americans, because that's what the problem is with, this is what the problem is when you start to talk about foreign invasions, when you start to talk about what's happening overseas and things that keep us up perhaps at night, is the waffling of decision making on where we're going next. So that was a layup softball question for Donald Trump when he was asked about that. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Kate. I'm so glad you had Stephen Kelly on. I'm going to be interested in a whole bunch of annuities just as soon as you make that little walk to New Jersey with no clothes on. I'm going to get rich. Baby, I'm going to get you on pay-per-view. We're going to sell out. I'm telling you, girl, I'll split with you a little bit. I mean, I'll make it worth your while, but I'm going to wind up with more money than Carter has liver pills.
Yeah, you're going to get those annuities. I love it.
Hey, I really appreciate you being a participant of this, too, because you single-handedly are going to make me one of the wealthiest men in Texas. Okay, now.
Oh, you're so silly.
I know. Okay, now, how do you like the way Hillary won that contest with six tosses? 64-1 was the odds of her doing that, and she pulled it out. I seen one of the broads that tossed the coin in the air. I better check that coin, man. I think it was a two-headed job. I mean, that girl, she was the perfect candidate for a Democratic whack. I mean, pot-bellied, old, stingy, evil, mean-looking. These people, when you see them on TV back in Hillary, you go, oh, my God. There's really people like that out there.
You're terrible.
Oh,
yeah, that's so
terrible.
Crazy. I would be worried. I mean, there's no question. I would be worried. She's the winner over Sanders, but barely to your point of tossing the coin.
That was that was a Democrat style fix all the way. You know it, and I know it. Everybody else knows
that's
it too.
Crazy.
They're not going to admit
crazy.
It. That's who is. But
Bernie Sanders raised $3 million in 24 hours.
Hey, you betcha. But, Bernie don't stand a Chinaman's chance because Uncle Joe is going to be coming in when Hillary gets indicted, and she's going to be indicted real soon. There's just too much evidence against her. They've already got people talking about revolt. The head of the FBI is seriously thinking about maybe having to resign if they don't push this forward, and he don't want to resign his job. They're going to push for the indictment. It's coming sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she'll get through New Hampshire without the indictment coming down. I think the hammer's getting ready to fall. She's nervous. Look, did you see Bill behind her the other night?
Yes.
He looked like a sick puppy. I mean,
he
old.
Did. He looked really old and not himself.
Really?
I agree.
Really? Oh, that was so discouraged. I mean, well, these two people are the perfect examples of selling your soul to get wealth and power, and without a soul, all of it's for naught.
I like that. All of it's for naught. He did look terrible, Dan, to your point. No question about that. I said that to somebody in the room. Thanks, Dan, that, Clinton looks awful. He's where he always looked kind of vibrant, didn't look very vibrant, there. All right, as I always like to say, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, all opinions are welcome. 855-266-5283. Jim in Iowa. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about how that coin toss works. Like six, I was,
yeah.
There was six coin tosses in the whole state of Iowa. They weren't the right bam, bam, bam. So the odds are just one on one. The guy in Texas put his ass in the hole in the ground. This whole state of Iowa.
Yeah, well, of course, he doesn't like Hillary Clinton, so that was a kind of a smash on her. But you're right. That's how they do. It's the old-fashioned way.
And they only do that at the exact tide. When I was at, it was closed about four or five people apart. And the rules there, they give each person the same amount of we each got three delegates. Everybody got the same. Because they weren't tied and they weren't far apart. When you walk in,
yeah, so you would say, would you say to anyone who's listening, like, hey, I know it's funny, but listen, it was not rigged.
Which, like, playing a slot machine to six places in Iowa, either, but put six slot machines around and wholesale Iowa just moving around. It's not the same place. And they flip the coin. They got Bernie's there. Bernie's man's there. Hillary's man's there. They flip the coin, you know, and it had to be an idiot to think it was fixed. Of course, it's
Jim, do you think that in Iowa there is pressure to change the system, but there is something that not for Iowans, but outside
perfect.
Of Iowa, do you think this is our way? This is part of the culture and the history, and a lot
perfect.
Of politicians I've talked to think it's great.
But it works perfect when the Republicans do it. They actually put their name and put it in a box. They vote.
Mm-hmm.
Republican side. The Democrats, they split you up. How many you got? And you count people are there. And whoever has the most people there wins them delegates. If they're too close, they'll give each. They get the exact amount, which don't happen very often.
Did you caucus then? Were you one of the people that caucused? Who'd you caucus for?
Democrat.
Would you tell us? Democrat. Okay, so for Hillary or for Bernie, one or the other?
Hillary.
So close. Hillary, so close.
They just line you up. You set in three places in the gymnasium, and they count them up. Any idiot can do it. And you can't cheat because they're right there. Everybody's watching you count everybody. There's no way to cheat.
And
they're right there, and they flip the coin. Hillary's there, people's bosses there, and the local people from Hillary and local people from Bernie's there, and they flip the coin. They're right there watching it. Six out of six is really good odds, man. But I got money in about seven casinos in Iowa I own. So I do.
That's awesome. I love it.
But I say there's no way they could do that. You couldn't.
Yeah. That's good.
Cheat.
I'm glad that you called in and said that. Thank you so much. And Jim, told us a little bit about the system, too, firsthand. We love it, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, and he took a big swipe at Dan. So, Dan, there you go. But, Jim, you have to know that Dan is also having fun. That's kind of, there's kind of a little riff that goes on. So, there you go. Jim said he voted for Hillary Clinton. I love it because here on the show, I'm always saying, and you guys know this, right, somewhere in between, no labels, have a label, vote for the person, it doesn't matter, just have an opinion. Thank you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.